like the Magnificat magazine, and I'm not getting paid to say this, but if they want to throw in a little, a free subscription or something. I've always liked it. It has, not only does it have like the daily readings, which, you know, I meditate on before Mass every day, but also it has little reflections and stories of the saints and just a lot of, I find it just, it's kind of a nice little, I know there's other ones out there like The Word Among Us and that I used in parish and other ones, but I've always been kind of partial to the Magnificat. And as I was thinking about today's feast day of Holy Thursday, and just really the just the beauty of what we celebrate tonight, of both the institution of the Eucharist and the institution of the priesthood, it's just really a very powerful a feast day that we have that leads us up. That begins that Easter Triduum, and then continues on tomorrow with our celebration of our Lord's Passion, and then culminating in kind of the granddaddy of them all, the Easter Vigil on Saturday evening. So it's just really just a beautiful time of the year, and just beautiful celebrations that that we have, and beautiful liturgies that we only get to celebrate one time every year. But anyway, getting back to the Magnificat part, I was reading this reflection on Holy Thursday, and it's from an author. In my early years in seminary, I think it was my first year at St. Charles, a priest gave me a whole bunch of books, and priests are wont to collect books at times, and I just gave a whole pickup load to the seminary. But he gave me several boxes of books, and included in this box of books was a two-part book from Father Reginald Garrigou Lagrange, and he was a friend, I believe, he was a French Dominican, and he wrote in kind of a Thomistic style, and he has this work was called The Three Ages of the Interior Life, and I really liked it because it really kind of parses things out and separates them out and uses Thomistic concepts and ideas to help explain really the interior life, the growth of the life, interior life, in its relationship to the sacramental life. So it always kind of resonated with me. I always liked them. Getting back to my Magnificat the third time. Okay. So I really have a point. They had this reflection from Father Gary Lagrange, and I was kind of excited, but it was just the way he put it was, because he wasn't just a systematic theologian, but he also had other spiritual writings and spiritual reflections that were also very beautiful. He wrote, "May our Lord, who does not will the death of the sinner, grant through the holy sacrifice of the Mass a new effusion of his heart's blood, as it were, and of the blood from his sacred wounds. There have been saints who, at the moment of the elevation during the Mass, have seen the precious blood overflow the chalice, spill over the arms of the priest as if it would flow into the sanctuary and be caught up in gold cups by angels who then carried it over the whole world, particularly to lands where the gospel was little known. This was a symbol of the graces flowing from the heart of Christ." And just in that little paragraph, he really captures really the both, the institution of the Eucharist, the importance of the Eucharist, and just its connection to our Lord, that it is truly the very body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. But then also at that moment of elevation, when that transformation of ordinary elements of bread and wine takes place, and it truly does become the body and blood of Christ, and just that mystical vision of an image of the saints, of that blood flowing from the chalice and pouring over the arms of the priest and into the sanctuary and into really going into the whole world then to sanctify the souls of sinners and to purify, that we are made pure, that we are made holy through the blood of Christ. And what a privilege it is for us to think about as we celebrate that sacred night when Jesus instituted both the Eucharist and the priesthood, to continue the Eucharist into the life of the world and into the church. That we're not just fondly remembering these events that took place, 2,000 years ago. But then, in a true mystical sense, we are present at that Last Supper. We are present at the sacrifice of the cross at Calvary. We are present with Jesus when he rises from the dead. This is what this sacred liturgy gives to us. It gives us access to Christ through his body and blood, through the Eucharist, through the Mass, through the priesthood. And so when we read in the second reading tonight from St. Paul, he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood." In the same way he took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the covenant in my new blood." That's what we are participating in. That's what we are sharing in. It is the covenant in his blood, the blood that was shed for us on the cross at Calvary, the blood that flows down and purifies us as sinners, the blood that sanctifies us, that makes us holy, the blood that gives us that union with Christ. This is the cup of my blood. What an amazing thing that is for us. What a humbling thing that is for us. To realize that Jesus Christ loved us so much. That he was willing and he desired to pour out every last drop of his blood for us as sinners. But what's more is that it wasn't just a symbolic act. But he gives us access to that saving blood, to that precious blood. When we receive him in the Eucharist, when we receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity, we receive all of Christ. But it was that chalice, it was that blood that was poured out for us. Because this is the cup. This cup is the new covenant. This is his promise to us. This is his promise of how much he loves us. This is the witness. The witness is his blood that was shed for us, that was poured out. And he gave eucharistically until there was nothing left to give. This cup is the new covenant in his blood. And so as we receive him in his body, in his blood, in his soul, in his divinity, let us recall that. This precious blood was shed for me. And he wrote my name in heaven in his blood. This is the covenant that he has made with us. This is the promise, the unfailing, undying promise that he has made to each one of us. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. So as we celebrate these holy mysteries again this year, this sacred Triduum, let us really recall the great witness and the great love that has been shed for us in the blood of Christ on the cross.